Morning. It's my pleasure to call to order the Flood Resilience Committee meeting for this Monday, October the 2nd. Item number two on our agenda is approval of the minutes from September the 5th.
Move for approval, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All right, the minutes are approved. Item three, public comments. If you have a public comment to make, please come forward, name and address, 2.5 minutes. Anybody for public comment? Nobody wants to talk about flooding. Okay. Means the weather's been good, I guess. So we will close public comment. Item four is discussion and possible action regarding the Charleston County Hazard Mitigation Plan. And we will turn it over to Shannon Whitehead, our Emergency and Resilience Coordinator. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mayor. And good morning, Mayor and Council members. My name is Shannon Whitehead. I am the Emergency Management and Resilience Officer here for the town of Mount Pleasant. I would like to go ahead and start with, we would like to re-adopt the Charleston County Hazard Regional Hazard Mitigation Plan based on the revisions that were thus made forward. Oh, I apologize. Sorry.
No. All right, now you need to.
Oh, hold on. Okay. Sorry about that.
Yep, good.
Perfect.
So it was.
I'm sorry.
And then you can just go forward with the air buttons.
There we go.
Okay. So basically, this is going to be a resolution for the adoption of the amended 2023-2024 Charleston Regional Hazard Mitigation and Program for the Public Information Plan by the Town of Mount Pleasant. Plan adoption requirements must be readopted every 5 years to remain compliant with FEMA and Community Rating System standards. The plan was previously adopted by the town in 1999, 2004, 2008, 2013, and 2017. I want to remind everyone that the reason for the Charleston Regional Hazard Mitigation Plan, this was developed as a required element of Project Impact, a former initiative sponsored by the Federal Emergency Management Agency to assist local communities in the region to become more disaster resistant through cooperative efforts of private, public, and nonprofit sectors. You know, for an importance of the Hazard Mitigation Plan, especially regional, is grant funding, helping communities become more sustainable and disaster resistant, knowing hazards and disaster-prone areas, and also identifying appropriate mitigation actions for our area and the Charleston County as well. Before I give an update on our timeline, is there any questions that you have for this?
Can we answer any questions?
Yeah.
Is this essentially the same plan with updates that we saw last time we did this?
Yes, sir. They've updated a couple items. They did add a new section on climate change.
Mm-hmm.
Just to remind you, the town is also going to be doing our own hazard mitigation plan, which is in the process as of now. Our plan will be an addendum to the Charleston Regional Hazard Mitigation Plan as well. That's what will be different.
Got it. And we'll be doing that through this committee, then the full council. What's the timeline on that?
Yes, sir. So for the Charleston Regional Hazard Mitigation Plan, the resolution needs to be adopted by November. Their final revised version should be completed by December. And then for our update, our edits have been completed thus far. Final draft will be sent to the town administrator and assistant town administrator for approval. While that's happening, a final draft will be sent by ESP to SEMD and FEMA for approval, which normally takes about a 45-day process. Then ESP will come and present to our hazard mitigation planning team in October one more time. The date is still to be determined, and then after that will be the adoption process. So hopefully by the end of this year, we will have everything approved.
Okay. And what do you need for us to do today?
Yes, I'm just asking for a recommendation to council to accept.
Okay. Are we at that point? Or are we cutting you off? Do you have another slide?
No, sir. That
okay.
is going to be it.
Good.
I'll motion that we approve.
Second.
To go to council.
Was that a second?
Yeah.
All right. We have a motion and we have a second. Is there any further discussion? All right, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we have, we will move that along from this committee.
Right, thank you, Mayor, and thank you, council members.
Thank you very much.
Mayor, I just have a question about.
Yes.
It's about something else.
Yeah, we finished item four, but you can ask a question, sure.
Just where are we with the residential environmental stuff? So didn't we talk about the Charleston County adopting that ban on fill and build? And then what was happening next? It was going to Green Commission?
Yes, ma'am.
I was expecting to see that today.
Yes, ma'am, we're scheduled on October 17th to present basically the same thing we presented to you guys on, at the last Flood Resiliency Committee meeting. It was presenting to them following that month as information only. We had a full agenda. We had septic tank presentation and the tree presentation already scheduled. So we gave them that information as information only about the fill and build. And Katie and I are going to go into a little more detailed on October 17th. At the Green Commission.
All righty.
Does that answer that question?
Yep.
Good question. Thank you very much. Any other questions or any other business before this committee? If not, we will stand adjourned.